Everybody.
Hello, friends.
Welcome into another episode of Spiritual Philosophy Chatter with the Joneses. I am Danny Jones.
And I am Samantha Jones.
And this is episode number 242.
242.
242. What are we doing today?
This is betrayal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kind of an uncomfortable one.
Yeah, this was by suggestion from one of our listeners, and I'm going to read a little bit about her story when we get into it. But
cool. Yeah. Yeah. Before we do anything, you have to share from last week's readings episode.
Yes. So last week we did readings, and I have a couple of responses here. Patricia said, another amazing episode. I appreciate you doing the readings as an episode because there's always things to learn from others. Everything you described about Khaki is exactly what I was thinking would be best to let him go before we leave. That's the duck that's really old.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a reading on her friend White Duck before she passed a few years ago, and they will be together again.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then for Mikey, she said, thank you so much for the reading on Grandma K, a.k.a. Grandma Crazy. She definitely wasn't your typical cookie-baking grandma. She had the mouth of a trucker. Spoke her mind often. It sounds like me as a grandma. Loved doing her ceramics and puzzles, walking every morning with her neighbor, and loved being a grandma. I do wonder, though, as I have had someone else tell me that both my grandma and my dad communicate with my girls, certain ones more than others, but I'm still confused by what all that means. I was told my oldest can hear, feel, and see spirits, and at times I believe it based on her reactions to situations, but don't know what it all means or how to talk to her about it, or if I'm supposed to just let it be. Any advice on this topic with kids? Thanks again for everything. This truly made me smile and laugh, too. I needed that with Grandma Crazy. So I wanted to answer that question because I do get asked that a lot, and I get a lot of readings from people that, you know, say my child is seeing somebody or talking to somebody or whatever. It's really, really common because when we're kids, we're in that imagination land. We still live there where most of what we're doing in our heads is made up imagination.
Well, I think more importantly, if I could just add, is that you're not, you haven't been filled with no.
Exactly. Yet. That was my second point. Yeah. So you're more open to letting those spirits come in. And when it comes to like the seeing and the hearing and knowing, the you know, everybody's different with that. So she probably is seeing them in her third eye. I don't see spirits like just out of the blue normally. I just feel them. Like I just know that they're around or I can hear them. So everybody's is a little bit different. So I would talk to her about it. You know, I would even with the other ones and ask them, you know, what do you feel? What is it that when these things happen, what are you hearing? What are you seeing? And explain to them what they're doing.
Right.
So that they know that it's special, first of all, for them to be able to do that. And, you know, people are going to say things if they tell people. So they need to know, you know, this is, you know, not something everybody believes in, but it's very, very true.
And not something that everybody necessarily has happened to them or even remembers it happening to them. So this is a gift.
Yes.
Just like being able to sing, dance, you know, paint, engineer, whatever. This is still a gift. It's a human gift, and knocking it or making them feel bad for having that is probably the worst thing you can do for the kid themselves.
I think that's what happens a lot of times, or that parents just shrug it off as like an imaginary friend or whatever, you know. They heard something, you know, if they just give a random fact about grandpa that they couldn't know, well, maybe they overheard that, right? But maybe grandpa told them as a way to confirm that he's around, you know, so.
This is true.
Yep. So, yeah, I hope that helps.
Good approach.
Yeah. And then the last one that I'll read is from Shannon. She's the one with the black lab Daisy. Oh. She says, let's see. Sorry for the late response to the reading you did for me on my dog Daisy and if she would eventually accept my new three dogs I adopted back in August. You were so spot on. She is a wonderful dog, but does want it known to all that she's alpha. I had to laugh when you picked up on that my older lab Stella was the real alpha. That is absolutely the case. She's very laid back and about it, unlike Daisy. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that they will eventually be able to coexist together. I could never leave them alone together. You are very right about that, too. Thank you so much for reading them. You know, when it comes to an alpha in the group, I usually will automatically go with the oldest as the alpha. The oldest eats first. They get their stuff. Like, Sabbath is the alpha in this house. He's the oldest as far as we know because right. Betty is adopted. But uh-huh. He was here first. So right. That's another part of... that. So he eats first, he gets his bones, he gets his uh-huh. pills, everything he gets first because he's the alpha. Yeah. And usually there is one when you have two or more
dogs.
Yeah,
I don't think it really, it's not because they don't have any sense of time or age.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they can sense they're getting older.
Yeah.
But they don't have any sense of that. It's the territorial of, and it doesn't even mean the space itself because we've lived in many different
places. Yeah, no, it's places. Not the house
it's
itself.
It's the owners.
Yeah.
So I was with them first.
Yeah, Sab was here first, yeah. There have been instances where I've heard of other dogs coming in and taking over that alpha position.
Right.
But normally when that happens, it's because the alpha is sick or, you know, really
or
old. Or yeah, well, yeah. Then you have a new alpha, you know, that takes over. Like when Sab goes, then, you know, we'll have a new alpha.
Well, we all know who that is.
So anyways, thank you guys so much for your feedback. I really appreciate that. And yeah.
Well, awesome.
That's all that I have.
All right. Then how about share your information?
Sure. You can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com. I also have an Etsy Beyond the Bridge 11 where you can get specialty readings and a TV show that you can find on my website as well.
Cool.
And for you, sir.
Yes. For my art, DJonesArtCollection.com for the web at DJonesArtCollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And just to quick heads up, if anybody did see the Rat Pack painting that I have done, it's not on my website yet. I'm in the process of searching for printer, photographer, yada yada to get that done, but I will be starting this week a new one. I'm not going to say who, but an old friend has requested I do this, so I was like, okay, I'll do this one.
Very cool.
So that's coming up next, but as soon as I know as soon as I do have that most recent Rat Pack one up on the website, I'll announce that. And then for my photography, D Jones, for Instagram, DJones71 photography, and for my Etsy shop, DJonesPhotography71. And that's it for me.
Very good.
Okay, friends, episode 242, Betrayal.
Betrayal. So, I had mentioned that a listener had messaged me asking if there was an episode on betrayal because she could use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave names out.
Sure.
But I'm going to read a little bit of her story. So this is going to be a minute.
Okay.
But I think it's important. I think that it helps people to relate to our other listeners as well when they hear other stories besides just ours.
Okay.
So, okay. Have you done any podcast episodes or any TV episodes on betrayal? If so, do you happen to know what episode number it is? I could really listen or watch it right now. My husband and I recently discovered that two people who we thought would never do something like this went behind our backs and did something that was so very calculating, cold, and malicious. You know how much we've tried to protect our daughter. I should stop here and say that this is her adoptive daughter. And that she's not blood related, but there is a blood tie down the way, but that there's no blood actual relation, I believe, however that works. But doesn't matter. This is her adoptive daughter.
Okay.
So we've tried to protect our daughter from her birth mom due to her mental instability, along with drug and alcohol abuse. Plus, with our daughter being autistic, she is already so vulnerable and angry. Well, these people decided that they were going to reach out to birth mom and provide her with pictures of our daughter and conversations that I had in confidence of the issues we were having with her over the last 5 years and mix in mixed mistruths and lies with it, for honestly no good or valid reason other than to betray us. These people are my husband's brother and his wife, no relation to the birth mom whatsoever. I realize now, putting the dots together, my sister-in-law was grooming me, my husband, and our daughter to trust them. Not only did they hurt us, but the biggest part is that they put our daughter in danger now. Because of the lies that have been told to birth mom, I, of course, am the target, and I am getting blasted on social media. I have reported the videos, but Facebook won't take them down. TikTok handled it right away. I am literally trying to wrap my head around it. I didn't see this coming. I am so hurt, so angry. It has literally shaken my foundation of safety that I once had. We had that protection of no one reaching out to birth mom, or so we thought. I know there are lessons in it for me to learn. In the process of trying to come into awareness of what they are, I have a sense, but still working it through.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of issues with the daughter because just of her issues that the daughter has, like she said, with autism and other stuff. So it's like, to add this on top of it, people that you have to worry are talking about you behind your back. Mm-hmm. And telling lies. It's like, why do people act like that? I don't understand. What do they get out of this?
Right.
You know?
Right.
What could the brother-in-law and sister-in-law possibly get out of this?
Well, maybe before we get too further deep, can we go to our typical kind of format and like give a definition?
Yes.
And let's really talk before we get into too many stories. Like,
yes.
Talk about this.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's a jacked up story, I will deny. Yeah, that's not nice.
All right, so what is betrayal? Betrayal is the act of violating someone's trust, confidence, or loyalty by going against an agreement, expectation, or commitment. It involves the deliberate act of deceiving, breaking promises, or acting disloyally towards someone who trusted you. This breach of trust often results in emotional hurt, disappointment, and a sense of betrayal for the person who has been wronged. Betrayal can occur in various relationships, such as personal, professional, political, or social, and it can have significant consequences on the individuals involved and the dynamics of their relationships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here's the bottom line for me about it is I've been on both sides.
Yes, I have too.
And if you can sit there and say you haven't, then you're a better person than I.
Or you're not taking accountability.
Or, yes, I didn't want to get too harsh. But you're conning yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And by that definition, which was rather lengthy, that's why I wanted to hear this. Because the word betrayal is a very gnarly word. I think anybody that hears it kind of feels, oh, what, you know.
Right.
It's like a tense moment.
Yeah.
But when you really listen to how simplistic it can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which puts us all in that position of being on both sides of the fence at one point in our life.
Yes.
Or another.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Requires taking a hard look at what the definition of this word is and where have I fallen short.
Yes. And I think, too, that sometimes we don't realize that what has happened is a betrayal. Because when we do start talking about things, I will give an explanation of one that I really, till I read that description, didn't classify as betrayal, but it is. You know, it's a very broad definition.
Yeah.
And it can cover a lot of things. But I think it depends, too, on how it makes you feel. If it makes you lose trust in somebody
It makes you feel.
Yeah.
And then what it does to that relationship.
Yes.
Because this relationship could have been a very long standing.
Yeah.
So that in itself could be traumatic.
Yeah.
You know, if you were betrayed by a parent.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a heavy relationship to come to terms with. That how is that it then affected, you know, as a result?
Yeah, there's definitely different levels of betrayal. There's, you know, like you said, the parent, that's pretty heavy. And then there's like coworker betrayal, which is definitely not as heavy as a parent or something like that. Thank you. So there's definitely a variance there of how much it affects you. But I still think for a lot of people, even like the ones that might not seem as extreme, they can break your trust in like not just that person, but right. in anybody. Like,
yeah, it'll make you scared to trust yep. again.
They and can. The more times it happens to right. you, a lot of times, the more the deeper you'll go into that pit of not trusting anybody.
The truth of the matter is, you know, if I am to apply this to my life and the lives that I have lived and will live, is that it is essential, I think, to be on both sides of that.
I agree.
It's essential to feel what it's like
yeah.
to be betrayed. And to also be the one that is be doing the betraying.
Right.
This is for a number of reasons. I think especially in a simulation or a life like Earth, there's not a lot of, it's not all friendly.
Yeah. No. Right? No, it's true. Yeah.
So we hear this term about toughening our skin.
Yeah.
And I think some of that is necessary because some of the betrayal could be so simplistic.
Yeah, right.
But some of it can be very
absolutely
big, you know. So you yes. have to, in some ways, let your skin toughen a little bit. Because just because you've been betrayed once doesn't mean that everybody that comes along is going to do that to you.
No.
So you have to allow yourself to still be able to trust.
Yeah.
Even though that's scary after yeah. certain experiences. Because if you don't, you might miss out on that really magical relationship or friendship that does come along.
Right. Absolutely. So. Yep. No, I agree. So when I put up that this was what we were doing, there were a couple comments under it. Chelsea said, I feel stressed just thinking about the topic.
See, it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. Yeah. Which is a sign to which I will attend. But ugh, betrayal, it changes brain chemistry.
It does.
Yeah. Patricia said, that word alone makes my heart ache. So much trauma from betrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, honestly. So then I asked our listeners, have you ever been betrayed by someone you thought you could trust? And 38% said yes many times, 58% said yes, and 4% said I don't think so. Chelsea said, I have one person that I continue to feel betrayed me, and I don't want to hold on to it, but the process for me must be organic. Huh. Patricia said, my oldest daughter and I are estranged. She has 3 children and I raised the oldest. She uses the kids against myself and the other estranged grandparents. And if we don't do everything her way, then she keeps the kids away from us.
Yeah.
I made a request to the other grandparents that we could privately share information that we find out about the grandkids and keep it between us. After a conversation, they agreed. I found out later that when they got a random call from their estranged son, they told him everything I said. Some of it was regarding a kid's pregnancy. I was so upset, and so I decided if my kids want me to know about their lives, they can tell me themselves.
Yeah.
You and I were talking, I think it was last night, about the phrase, blood is thicker than water.
Yeah, I think someone was posted this, that we're kind of, the way we use it is not really
yeah.
the way it's really meant or right. written.
Really, family is one of the things that I think for most people, that's where so much of their betrayal started, at right. least.
Yeah.
You know, I can go back to being very young and right. thinking of instances where I feel betrayed by my mom.
Yeah, the statement is actually saying that blood is thicker than water, meaning more essential. I think this is kind of in the terms of like a battlefield.
Yeah.
Like those that you choose to be loyal to mm-hmm. on the battlefield, the blood is thicker than the water of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the water of a mother or a related, you know, somebody that's actually related to you.
So we've taken it wrong all these years.
We've taken it kind of wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, which I understand, but that's not something I've ever felt. You know, I've always looked back and gone, there's so many betrayals from my family. But I think that one of the things that happens with family is we feel like we have to keep them in our lives. So they continue to betray us and we continue to keep them around, where with like other people, we might not be as accepting yeah. because they're outsiders and not family. But I think yeah. we shouldn't look at it like that, because it's those outsiders a lot of time that become your family.
Right.
No.
Betrayal is this one thing about... There's something... I can't remember where we heard this from, but, like, the biggest issue about the human condition is gossip.
Gossip?
Like, yeah. Voyeurism and gossip.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like those two things, betrayal and gossip, are, like, the two biggest issues of the human condition.
Yeah.
They are the two things that really remind you
mm-hmm.
that you're human.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that it's a, it's complicated, man. It's so, and why is that? Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes somebody says, oh, I'm sorry I told you I couldn't go out, you know, because of some reason.
Yeah.
And you find out otherwise.
Right.
And does it have to end the friendship?
No. No.
You know? But that's some level of, you know, form of betrayal, I guess, if you want.
Yeah.
But you can't take everything so seriously.
No, you really can't.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think even some of the serious stuff, we got to stop taking so seriously.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm telling myself this because I have... You know, I have my own issues, obviously, through growing up and traumas of abandonment and, you know, this kind of thing. But this is one that has sort of reared its ugly head in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that was very close, you know, close enough, that didn't go well for many years of my life. And then with the introduction of Marina and being born in my life, I revisited that. And opened that door.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go so well.
Yeah.
So I feel that feeling.
Right.
Of being betrayed. Like I trusted, I opened my door, my heart, you know. And just to sort of be treated the way I was treated a while ago.
Yeah.
And so that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard when, but I realize I can't not trust
the
next person that comes along because they're not necessarily like that person at all.
Exactly. And that person that is acting that way, and this is for everybody, this is a problem with the other person.
Yes.
Like, most of the time, if you look at betrayal, these issues won't have anything to do with you. They might be taken out on you. They might say that they are about you, but it's this person's problems. Because a person that doesn't have that problem will not treat you that way.
Right.
That's, you know, that may not be with all forms of betrayal, but I think that there's a lot that that could go with is, you know, a lot of it isn't even directly, like, directed at us, and we feel betrayal because of things, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's the hard part for me in this situation is because of maybe age difference that I was led to believe or I felt guilty like it was all my fault.
Right.
And then I realize I get older and the same sort of scene has played out.
Right.
In some similarities to where I realize, oh,
yeah.
You know what? This is where very reinforcing to me personally to know that, okay, that wasn't me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was a kid.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I make mistakes, and so do we do as adults, too. So
yep.
I wouldn't hold anything over anybody's head, but you know what? I take ownership, for the most part, of the crap that I've pulled in my life and things that come out of my mouth. And sometimes it's hard to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, it is. When I was putting this episode together, I was trying to think of, like, the times that I felt the most betrayed in my life and, like, what they were, you know, and how they affected me. And so there were two that really stuck out to me. And one of them was when my step-aunt did not tell me that my grandfather died.
That's pretty low.
That was really, really hard for me because he was the only real father figure that I ever knew.
Yeah.
And, like, just to not know he died and then to find out just by her texting me going, oh, I'm really sorry I didn't get back to you, but after my dad died, excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were together when that happened. Oh, I was so upset.
I would be too.
The ultimate betrayal came from my mother, and that was her marrying my stepfather. And that happened, I'm not going to get into it, but I was removed from the house by CPS, And she married him despite things that she knew. And I didn't find out from her. I found out from somebody that was working on the case from CPS. They told me.
That they got married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I did confront them on that many years later. It wasn't that many, maybe five. And I said, you know, this is something I haven't been able to get over, was that level of betrayal. And, you know, it's all excuses. It wasn't about you. It was, you know, okay. Well, but still, you didn't even tell me. Right. You know, that was really hard to deal with as a kid. Yeah. So we do see those different levels right. of betrayal. And it's like, I've gotten over that as much as I can and forgiven both of them.
Do you think they would have, like, had any intention of telling you? Or just
I think eventually...
Like- just go on with their lives as like it was before.
And I think that they would have kept it a secret as long as they could have. Yeah. Eventually it would have come out, but yeah.
The longer, the worse.
Yeah, I think that, but my mom, she didn't think things through a lot of times. And like, I know she told my grandma and because I confronted my grandma. I was like, what is going on? And she said, yeah, we didn't want to tell you. Well, why? You know, if my mom's not going to tell me, why aren't you guys going to tell me? Like, I'm just supposed to find this out from a detective? Yeah. Give me a break. You know, it's like, yeah. But again, like, was that really about me? I don't really think so. It didn't have anything to do with me. Should she have not married him because of it? Yeah. But them getting married had nothing to do with me. It wasn't like she was like, well, screw my kid. You know, I'm going to show you. It was...
It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that.
No, and I feel for you. I understand. I understand your mom's position, too.
Yeah.
In some strange way. You know, like, who wants to be alone?
Right.
You know, nobody does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that situation... should have been enough, you know, to say, not a good idea.
Yeah, but she put my brother before me. Yeah. And that's another little bit of betrayal. But it's all right. It is what it is.
Right.
But, yeah, there's family, man. You know, like, I can think of other people that have done things to hurt me and betray me. And I'm just kind of like, well, whatever, that was in the past.
Right.
But, like, those family ones, they really just hold on to you. They're tough. At least for me. I'm not
those
speaking
are my biggest
for everyone.
Hurdles. Yeah, they've been my biggest hurdles.
Yeah, yep. But. Yeah, I have another story that I wanted to share, and I had been thinking about whether I wanted to share this or not, but you know what? I'm going to, because I didn't realize that this was betrayal. I'm having a huge issue with the TV show and the TV station that I work for, that I can't get anybody to return my calls, to give me numbers for my show, to pay me for the sponsorships that are happening on the show. There's a list of things, and it's been a month now since I've started reaching out. And this is a different type of betrayal, and this is something that I really didn't see necessarily as betrayal. But then when you read that definition, and it talks about, you know, the losing of trust and things not going the way the person said, like, this guy, he filled me full of so much stuff. We're going to do this for you and that for you. He sweet-talked me. Yes, he did. Yeah. And now I can't get him to return my calls or emails.
Like, you don't even know if he works for the company. That's how weird it is.
Today, I emailed the engineers, and I said, please have somebody get back to me. And the nobody, crickets. Nothing. So I don't know what to do at this point. You know, I have to keep doing my job because it's in the contract and I don't want to be, you know.
Held liable.
Yeah. But I don't know what's going on over there. And I feel very betrayed by this guy. And I'd really, as peaceful as I am, I would like to punch him in the throat right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Wow.
Right.
You know, but.
So what do we do with that? You know what I mean? Right. That's like part of the process in being betrayed, of that wanting to do the revenge or the retaliate.
Yep.
You know, what do we do with that? Is it reacting on that and going back and getting your vengeance, you know? Is that really the answer? Does that really make the situation better? Does it feel better for you inside is probably the biggest question.
Yeah.
Like, once you've done it, do you actually feel better?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that if you sit back and look at it, you're probably feeling like you stooped. I do.
Yeah.
That I've stooped down to a level that I shouldn't have.
Yeah, an eye for an eye isn't the right way.
Not
be
necessarily,
the bigger person.
No.
You know, it's like, with this situation, there's a lot of ways that I could handle it. And I keep asking my guides, what am I supposed to do? And the only thing I get is be patient. And I'm like, are you joking me right now? Like, how am I supposed to be patient? Right. Because that makes me feel stupid. You know, that makes me feel like I'm just being walked all over.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that I get from them is be patient. You
know? We've been hearing that for
yikes. Yeah. So
for a while. Halfway anyways, there.
Yeah. Anyways, now you guys are brought into a new story that I will update you on as soon as there's updates. But man, you know, I had a whole bunch of psychic readings too, because I like to get my own readings. Yeah. And they all told me this wasn't going to start off the way that I had hoped, but it would turn into something beautiful. So I still have my fingers crossed that they're going to be nice people and go through with the things they said they were going to go through.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall. So now you guys are involved in
they
that.
They still have a chance to make right.
Yeah, exactly. So I asked, actually AI, I asked, what are the most common types of betrayal? And the number one is infidelity. Cheating on a partner continues to be one of the most prevalent forms of betrayal in romantic relationships.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not going to lie, I've been on both sides of this.
So have I.
Yeah. So I think that I know that being on the other side of it was karma.
Yep.
It was absolutely karma. So it's like, don't do it, you know, because then you got to face your karma. Then friendships. I have a hard time. Yeah. Because people seem to be a lot of times out for themselves.
Yeah.
And when you go through like a lot of betrayal in your childhood and stuff, you really don't trust people very well.
Right.
Like my thing is kind of like guilty until proven innocent. Like I try to see the best in everybody, but I won't let them real close to me until I know that they're trustworthy. And even at that, it's like, man.
That's what kind of sometimes with the betrayal makes it even harder is that I feel like when it comes to friends, that sometimes people will latch on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel justified or like I got somebody on my side.
Right.
And it makes that a little bit more like jabbing.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, was it first of all necessary to bring anybody else into this?
Right. Totally.
And what difference does their opinion matter?
Yeah.
Because they're not involved and this is between you and I, you know?
Yep.
But that's just the level of some people's security and self-esteem is that they can't stand alone and feel that way. They have to, so-and-so feels the same way. And then you start dragging a bunch of unnecessary bystanders into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it were I that did the betraying, you know, the best thing I can do is just apologize.
Yeah.
And face it. Mm-hmm. Is that going to make it better?
No.
Probably not.
Not right away. It takes time. Everything takes time.
Yeah.
No, but the apology is very important.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Now, if I was the one being betrayed, do I need to run off and, you know, try to get everybody on my side? No.
Yeah.
I need to handle this as a one-on-one relationship.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way it can survive.
Yeah.
Every relationship you have is different.
Yeah.
It varies, you know, from friend to mother to father to cousin to wife to they're all different.
We see a lot of times, and you and I both saw this, that when a couple gets divorced, most people will pick a side. Yeah. They will go to one side or the other.
Yes.
And that can be hard to deal with because you end up losing friends. And it's like, well, why'd they pick me over them? Most of the people that picked my husband over me, I can definitely say why. You know, there's good reason. But vice versa for the people that stayed with me. Doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't, especially the ones that, like, if you've known them for a long time and they're like, okay, bye. It's like, but you don't even know the story.
Yeah, you don't. And that's what I just kind of got to chuckle that off.
Kind of,
you know, and realize that these people are very uninformed.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I relate to that in my own divorce. I think being that there was a child involved in their marriage.
Makes it worse, yeah.
That I'm going to be honest here and say that most people side with the mother at first.
They do.
Until they are shown or it's been shown to them that it's otherwise, you know, not the case. And so I think a lot of people learned that, especially in watching my situation.
Yeah.
I think they thought, oh, this is what I've heard.
Absolutely.
And couldn't be any further from that, you know?
Yep.
And that's just, you know, yeah. I had people call me up.
Yeah.
And tell me, like, why is this happening? And, like, confronting me. And I was right. like, because you're being told things that
right.
that aren't true.
That you know? Person that runs and tells everybody,
yes.
they are trying to cover their butts.
It's a smokescreen.
Absolutely, because
yep.
they think that you're going to go and talk about them, yeah. and so they're going to talk about you first.
Yeah.
When really, like, the last right. thing that I did during my divorce was call,
yeah.
you know, my husband's friends and family and tell them what was the fake story.
Yeah. Hey, that was not easy back then.
It wasn't,
I'll tell you that. You know, I didn't go out and fight and try to convince people. If people came at me mm-hmm. and wanted to accuse or, you know, what I've heard, sure, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But hey, bottom line is, a judge in the state of California gave me 100%
yeah.
custody.
Right.
Legal and physical.
Yep.
So, mom has no say. What does that say about mom?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Next topic.
Yeah, next. So the next one on the list was social media betrayal. Sharing private or sensitive information about someone online or betraying a friend's trust by posting compromising photos or messages.
Yeah, that's jacked up. That's the world we live in. God, are we lucky we didn't grow up
with phones. I know. I'm so, so thankful for growing up when I did, because that just has to make everything way more difficult. We talked a little bit about workplace betrayal and family betrayal, and then there's political betrayal. Broken promises, political leaders or parties betraying campaign promises or public's trust.
Yeah.
Corruption, engaging in bribery, kickbacks, or other unethical yeah. practices. Yeah,
I have had that experience as well.
Yeah. I have no faith in our government, our politicians, none of it anymore. I feel like it's all a smokescreen. Mm-hmm. It's all a joke.
It
and
is.
But it took me a long time to realize that. And yeah, so I don't feel betrayed by them. I just feel like they're scumbags.
I mean, they're betraying their own country. That
yep.
it's a sick, you know, disgusting, like, disease almost.
Yep.
The outright lie to your face, you
yep.
know, so... I don't care who you put in office.
Yeah.
They don't really care about you.
No, they don't. No, yeah. they don't. The next one was online betrayal, like cyberbullying or catfishing. Why do we catfish? How stupid is that? That's one of those things that I'm like, you know, when I was dating, I was so honest about myself, because the last thing I wanted to do was be like, I'm this tall, thin, glamorous woman, and then show up and I'm this short, chubby girl, and they'd be like, what? Like, first you're starting things off with a lie, you know, and
right.
you don't want to start any relationship off like that.
Yeah, no.
But hello, what? They're not. It actually happened to me. There was this guy that put pictures up of himself. He looked, you know, one way, and then I showed up and he looked 300 pounds heavier, and I'm not joking.
So it was an older picture or a different
it
person?
It was an older picture.
Oh, okay.
It was probably 5 years old, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, he was very big and even asked me during dinner, so do you like what you see? And it's like...
can I finish my meal before like, you it ask? Does, or maybe I shouldn't. Hold on.
It had nothing to do really like with his size, to be honest with you. Like, he was a big guy.
Yeah.
But the problem was, is he lied.
Yeah.
He presented himself yeah. as somebody that he wasn't, and that is not a way to start a relationship.
That's
it was
totally
done.
Shady, especially
yeah.
in a digital age like we have. Because I
yeah.
will say that meeting people in this day and age, or at least when I was coming out of that marriage, getting divorced, it was so much easier to sort of screen the person.
Yes,
assuming that they are being honest.
Yeah, exactly.
And truthful about what they look like, who they are, yep. what their name is, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So, you know, luckily for you and I, once we connected, we were like, oh, we already know each other.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was an interesting period.
Yeah. But it made it feel safer, like
it
kind
did.
Of like, I don't have to waste my time and
yeah.
walking through the door and looking for the person that...
Yep.
said, oh, I'll be wearing this or that.
Yeah.
And then you see them and you're like, ah, I can't
totally.
Run.
Yeah.
As where if they're being honest with the picture of them on their profile,
yes.
you kind of already get a sense of like, okay,
it's so
is there
important.
Attraction or
yeah.
not?
Because that's the biggest thing. It's like, okay, physical attraction is not everything, but it is the first thing that you notice when you see a picture of somebody. Am I physically attracted to this person?
Yes.
And so if you're representing yourself as somebody that you're not,
right,
then you're just lying to everybody.
Yes.
It's not bueno. So what are some of the consequences of betrayal? Because I think it's good on both sides to hear this so that it shows, you know, if you've been betrayed, what the common things are, so you know what you're experiencing. But on the other side, too, on the person that does the betraying side, what you're doing to other people, right, with your betrayal,
right,
you know? So there's the emotional pain that we go through. The betrayal often leads to feelings of hurt, anger, sadness. It can result in emotional distress, anxiety, and even depression for those who have been betrayed. And you know what? A lot of times, that's because you can't explain why.
Right.
Why did this person do this?
Yeah.
And a lot of times there isn't an answer for it because that person doesn't know themselves either. You know,
no.
People just do stuff a lot of times and they don't even realize what they're doing.
And that's what I mean. It's like that's,
yep,
this is the two things or one of the two things that is such an obvious indication of the human condition.
Yep, it is.
It's because you do things sometimes. You don't even know why you did it.
Yep, that's right.
Even though you know, looking back, you're embarrassingly, you feel embarrassingly stupid for doing it.
Right. Yeah. We talked about trust issues and relationship damage, loss of self-esteem.
Yes.
Being betrayed can shake a person's self-confidence and self-worth. It may lead to feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, and questioning one's judgment.
Yep.
Stress and anxiety goes right along with the rest of this.
Huh?
Isolation. Some people who have experienced betrayal may withdraw from social interactions. They might isolate themselves to protect themselves from potential hurt or further betrayal. I've talked about the one guy that I dated that I found out had two other girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
And after that, I went, that's it. I'm done for until I feel like I'm ready. I'm done because
right.
I don't want to go through this anymore, you know? And it was like getting my head together and stuff because when your head is messed up like that, you start to wonder what's wrong with me? What
right.
did I do?
Right.
You know? And so taking some steps back and looking at the situation and looking at, you know, what I really wanted, it definitely helped me going forward. If I would have just continued to go on and on in different relationships right then, I feel like I would have had the same things happen.
Right.
It was like I had to learn. And so if you go through these things, like if there's certain parts of betrayal where you can be like, well, I've been through this certain type of betrayal several times, ask yourself why. First of all, have you participated in that type of betrayal? Because if you have, then your karma is probably coming back to you, you know, or you're being taught something. I'd learned a lot from that, from finding out that that guy had two girlfriends, from that whole thing. I learned so much. And so I'm so glad that it happened the way that it did.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was so angry and, you know, it upset me. It hurt my self-confidence. It hurt so much of me. But after I got through it, I realized it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Thank God. The universe will do that, you guys. Like, seriously, there's so many women that are like, I want to date this one guy. Take it from somebody that said that many years ago and now realizes why the universe was like, nah, we got something else in mind for you.
Yeah.
You know?
And the irony, can we share this part of the story?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we were both, you know, on dating sites and dating people. And,
yeah.
And we're pretty open with, you know, with each other. And so the person she's talking about, I ended up meeting somebody on a dating site that I was dating that happened to date this guy.
It was one of the two that he was dating. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like, you gotta be kidding me right now.
Yeah. It was very.
That was weird.
It was a weird time. But I'm going to come up and be honest with you about something here. Is
uh-oh.
That I betrayed Samantha.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That is something I did before we were married and we were dating. When we were first dating, we were kind of open to the fact that we were both seeing other people.
Yeah.
And that was okay. Then it got to a point where it was serious and I had not severed ties with somebody else
mm-hmm.
that I had been dating right alongside for a while.
Yeah.
And I was not honest about that. And I was caught. And I betrayed her. And that was, for me, God, I can't even put into words the amount of pain that I felt.
Oh, yeah.
For watching what I did to you.
Yeah.
And how that hurts your feelings.
Right.
But this was before, you know, any of this in our lives had happened.
Oh, yeah. We're talking almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. There was no spiritual awakening. It was like we're kind of both just fresh out of our divorces, really.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of looking, you know, for the next chapter,
right.
I suppose. And so that occurred.
Yeah.
And I said to her, or to, you know, the universe, that I knew that this was the one. And I totally effed up. And I would do whatever it took to prove to this person that I'm going to change.
Yeah.
And I'm never, ever... And I didn't really have a history of doing that to people per se anyways.
No.
But, you know, I was... And I'm not going to sit here and justify or defend myself, but I was, for the first time in my life, not committed.
Right.
I was free. I was scared to do that again because of how the first time it went.
Yeah.
And so that was my justification.
Right.
Not to mention that the female was a married woman, but I used justification in the way that her husband treated her
right.
as that was my justification that this was okay. And
right.
let me tell you, it's not okay.
No.
Not even so much for what it does to the other person, because that alone is just, you feel awful.
Yep.
But how I felt, like ashamed, embarrassed, you know. And I lost a big chunk of friends because of that.
Yeah.
Stupid move, you know. Yep. But that's just life. It taught me, you don't want to do that.
And
especially to the ones that you love.
Sometimes we have to learn that lesson the hard way.
Yes.
And I'll be honest here that that was karma. I got my karma back because I had done similar. And I knew one day it was going to come back to me. And I'm actually very grateful that it did, because it taught me a lot. It taught me to feel what it's like being on the other side of that,
right.
and how horrible it is, and how the betrayal like makes you feel so many different things.
Right.
It was good for a lot of reasons. And so like sometimes we talk about it, you know, it's so long ago that it's like not really even something that,
yeah,
you
but
know,
it's not, even when we do talk about it, it's not terribly uncomfortable.
Not at all.
It's just a part of the reality of, you know, our own choices we've made.
But when we do talk about it, I'm not sitting there saying anything bad to you or, you know, we just talk about the situation.
Right.
And I'm very honest with you that it is what it is, and that I had to take my karma like a big girl.
Right.
And, you know, there were things that I said when I was the one that did it. Like, well, if it was, like I said to my ex-husband, if the roles were reversed, I would leave you. But I said that to him because I wanted him to leave me,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, then I had to take that for myself and be like, well, you said that you would leave if the roles were reversed, and now the roles are reversed in a different relationship. What are you going to do?
Right.
You know, there were a lot of lessons that had to be learned there.
Yeah.
So I think when you do something like that, you know, you have to expect that you're going to learn it somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's just
but
how
I
it
hate
goes.
I don't know if I hate to say this, but I feel like because we addressed it, in our lives.
Yeah.
And in our relationship, like it was addressed, it was worked on.
Oh, yeah.
It was talked about, it was felt.
Yeah.
And then we moved forward.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And after that, our lives changed.
Yeah, they did.
100%.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
Completely changed.
Yep.
I mean, from not just like our careers was the biggest one.
Yeah.
Our way of thinking about the world around us, what we believed, didn't believe.
Yep.
And being parents was another one.
Yep.
Like kind of going, you know, because Samantha was hugely responsible in helping, you know, give Marina a stable home, both emotionally, financially. That was a big part of it. And I'm so grateful for that. But I think that, our lives just changed.
Yeah. Yeah. We took it and we did with it what we were supposed to, which was we learned our lessons, we worked on it. And I think that does show that if you are dedicated to something and if it's supposed to be, that you can make it work. We didn't have to force the relationship. One of the things was that I felt was that because she was already there when I came along, we didn't get to know each other, really. Right. So that gave us a chance to know each other. You know, it because some people might be like, well, you're both crazy. You know? But it's like, okay, right. Well, maybe. But we've learned. That's right. The thing is, we both have done things to betray others. Mm-hmm. But we have learned. And, you know, I don't blame my ex-husband for what happened, what I did at all. Right. It was my own doing. And I should have to deal with that, right. You know? But a lot of people will be like, well, my spouse this and, you know, this, that. They deserved it because, no,
it was my own fault. There's some people that will hear this and be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he'd been gone. Like, even me, like, he'd been gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people that actually believe that and live by that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But there is something amazing about being surrounded and enveloped by grace.
Yes, absolutely.
And compassion and love.
Yep.
And understanding.
Yeah.
And when you can reach that, and I think that's what they saw us grasping for in those moments when, you know, when the boat was rocking.
Yeah.
They said, I kind of feel like that's what they're saying. Like, they were like, these two are troopers.
Yeah.
And they're not going to just give up that easy.
Yeah.
So if they're willing, we're going to change their life.
Exactly.
You know, they showed us, but it made it very clear.
Yep.
I was given a choice. I'm going to go down this path.
Yep.
Or I'm not. And I chose to go down this path.
Yep.
So I lost people close to me as a result of the decisions and betrayal and shit I've done in my life before.
Yeah.
And then I lost people close to me because of the change I wanted to make.
Yes. Just based solely on the fact that you're married to a psychic, too.
That, too. Yeah. So, and that's just how it goes.
It is.
And that's unfortunate. But,
yep.
You know, I have to deal with that, you know, like betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, on top of that, having other family members that, you know, have kind of witnessed what I was talking about earlier, and then they just sort of repeat it to me as well. And
right.
You're like, what?
Right. Yeah. It's
like if there was anybody that understood,
right,
it would be you.
Right. Exactly. Isn't that
not
weird?
This situation. So, you know, again, I can't control that.
Yeah.
All I can control is my own behavior, my own actions, and just kind of, I guess, get back to just paying attention to my side of the street.
Right.
You know, keeping my side tidy. And,
exactly.
And you know, whoever and whatever's going on the other side, that's really none of my concern, I guess.
Exactly.
It's hard to let that go all the time and say it and feel it and mean it.
Yep.
But for my own health,
exactly,
that's what I have to do.
Yep. Well, let's talk about some other things that can be done. You said something that I really think is true and that a lot of people run from, and that is allowing yourself to feel what you're going through.
Yeah.
We don't want to feel.
No.
And so a lot of times we'll even like cover things up with drugs and alcohol because we don't want to feel. Like when that happened with us, I don't know if you remember, but there was one night you came home and I was in the bathtub with a bottle of wine. I was just like, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to feel this anymore, you know? But now, like, I feel like if I was experiencing something like that, because what I do now is I've changed the way that I handle things, is I go, okay, I'm going to feel it. Because then I'll never, ever, ever want to feel like this again. And I will never put myself in this position. I will never do something to put myself in this position again. So feeling it really helps to get
through it. That goes on both sides, honestly.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, like, even the moment we had to sit and talk about that truth was like, I could have run. I could have said, well, fuck you, you know, like, you do this, it makes me, you know. I could have said 100 million things that I didn't mean just to avoid taking ownership or accountability for my own actions.
Yep.
But instead, I sat there and I had to listen to you.
Yeah, you did.
And I had to watch you.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know? I have been a dummy in my life at times.
So have I.
But I decided back then that, and as we've said on this podcast many times, it's never too late to change.
No, it isn't. Uh-uh.
Even if it's halfway through the day or the next day,
yep,
you can start going, I'm not going to make some of the decisions that I used to make.
Yep. Absolutely. I would never make those decisions again. If they were put in front of me, I would make completely different decisions in so many different areas. Like, man, you know, but that's how we learn. It's these things that we learn from. And it's like, I can't beat myself up for what I did really too much, because it changed my life, actually, for the better. Things happen, you know, so you have to forgive yourself if you're on that side of betrayal.
Yes, you do.
You have to forgive yourself. But I agree with the feeling it, feel what the other person's feeling, because then that will make you never want to do that again, because you don't want to see.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're really paying attention, it should.
Yep. Set boundaries. Yeah. Boundaries are so important, because if you don't set boundaries with somebody, they'll just keep doing that. Not everybody, but a lot of people will just keep on doing the things to betray you. I think this is where family comes in. It's like, a lot of times, because, you know, you might make up with a parent or a sibling or an aunt, uncle, whatever it is, and then they do the same thing again. And it's like, what was the point?
Right.
You know, so, but if you didn't set boundaries, you know, then, yeah.
Yep.
Reflecting on the situation, taking some time to reflect on what happened and why. Understanding the circumstances surrounding the betrayal can help you to make sense of your feelings and identify patterns. Because so much of this is about patterns and about what we're here to learn, that we need to pay attention to these things when they come up, especially if it's something that keeps happening.
Yes.
You know, it definitely will show you where things need to be worked on.
Yes.
Focus on the future. That is one thing that I had to do, like with the situation with us, is I couldn't live in the past.
Right.
You have to move forward.
Right.
If you live in the past and you replay what has happened over and over and over in your head, you're just going to make yourself sick and you're never going to be able to get over it. Yeah. You have to tell yourself, I am not going to think about it. I actually set, every time that I would start thinking about it, I set to visualize walking into Disneyland. Every time I would walk, I would see myself walking through the gates and start to walk down Main Street. And then it was gone, then I could move on. Huh. And it really, really helped, because otherwise it's just going to stay there. You have to find a way to let it go. Time heals, but you know, yeah.
But that's working through it. And that's why I feel like we were brought together for a reason.
Yeah.
And there's so many reasons I couldn't even begin to tell you what priority or number they would be in.
Yeah.
But we were. And it got off to a rougher start.
Yeah.
And then I think we both realized that this is what we really wanted.
Yeah.
And so maybe your defenses kind of go down a little bit and you get a little more comfortable. But after that, I think they realized these two are meant to be together.
Yeah.
So if we don't give them like something, like we don't change their life,
yeah,
then they won't move forward.
Right.
They'll be stuck in the past.
Right.
You know?
Yep. But I also feel like you have to get over it to move forward. Like, that was something, like, we got married and things changed. Like, my grandma died at the same time, but it all was just like whoosh, like all changed really, really quickly. It was like, okay, you guys made this commitment to each other. And then I remember at the beginning of our spiritual awakening, it was rough because we were both going through it and everything. And my mom was like, you need to make a decision right now if you are going to stay in this marriage or if you're going to go, and that's how it's going to be forever. Once you say that you're going to stay, there's no going back on that.
Yeah.
And so I had to make that, say that to the universe. And I think it was because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to come on this adventure together, this spiritual journey. You know, it was like we needed to have some kind of a commitment that was even deeper there. And I understand.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how the universe will get involved. And those lessons that will keep coming back to you until you learn them and act differently, you know?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yep.
But we work hard, you know, at, I think, making sure that it's as comfortable as it can be.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if there's somebody's upset, we don't go to sleep. We talk about it, you know, like, not meaning we keep each other up, but, like, we talk about it.
Yeah.
We try to make sure that we, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to sleep or walking out the door upset by anything, you know? So, and let's face it, we all know relationships and marriages take work.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do. But if you're less combative, you know, and need to be right all the time,
yep,
it's going to be a lot easier.
It really is. It's about taking the other person into consideration, taking into consideration what they've been through in their lives and, you know, that they have different experiences than you. They're not the same person as you. They're not going to act the same way as you, because I think that's one thing in relationships that happens is that we're trying to make a little clone of ourselves, and that's not going to happen. I don't want to be a clone of you. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm just saying I think that happens a lot of times in relationships is we project onto the other person of, you know, well, I do this, so you should do this. And that's not how this works. We're two individuals that have their own history and their own everything. You know, and we should respect each other, whether it's a relationship, family, a work environment, whatever it is, we should respect the other person. Huh? Like, stop ghosting people. People that do that, that drives me crazy. Like, where's the respect in that? Right. You know, anything like that where you're making another person feel bad, just don't. And if you do, say you're sorry, you know, because it happens. Right. But really, the more we can take into consideration other people, the less this betrayal will be an issue. It's like going back to the listener that sent the original, you know, story. Why did those people have to do that? What was their motive? Was it just because they don't have anything better to do with their time? You know, I don't understand the motive. Unless that child was in danger and she needed to be removed, which I know isn't the case.
Yeah. There's sometimes no reason. Jealousy and envy can promote those things too. You know, it's
and it's sad.
It's again part of the human condition.
It is.
You know, we are here to make these mistakes, but we're supposed to learn from them.
Yep.
Like we're saying here today.
Exactly.
I've made some doozies, as I've shared.
Yep.
And I'm learning from them.
Yeah.
You know, that's. I'm not here to hold that over my own head for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But to say, it's a good, if anything, a gauge for me to go, whoa, wow, like I wouldn't fucking do that now.
Right.
I couldn't even think about it because I would just feel so bad.
Right. Oh, yeah. Me too. Like the thought couldn't even enter my mind. You know, it's like, yeah. I've even said to the universe, you can test me all you want, because like I would never do anything like what I did before, because it's like different person and you learn, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn. I know we're out of time, but I wanted to real quick just say one of the things on this list was to seek closure, and because closure will really, really help whichever side you're on.
Right.
You know, and also, like you said, to learn and to grow.
And it promotes growth. It allows you to move forward.
It does, yeah.
Because if you can't close it,
yep,
then you can't move forward.
Right.
So, and exactly. I speak for myself on that too.
Yes.
Like certain things it's hard to move away from until I go, it's time to close it, you know.
Yep.
I'm not like the type of person, I'm not an unforgiving person.
Yeah.
I will forgive pretty much, most part. So, but I can't really like ignore.
No, you shouldn't ignore, but deal with it as
respectfully
as you can.
But I don't shut doors like, oh, this one's forever shut. Nah, if I haven't heard from that person in 10 years and all of a sudden I hear from them, I'm pretty open.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's life. You know, people, they come and go. And so, yeah. Well,
cool.
There you have it. Heavy episode, but a lot to learn and grow from there, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it was good.
Me too.
Well, before we say goodbye, I want to share your info one more time.
Yes, you can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com. You can find my Etsy at BeyondTheBridge11, and everything you need to know is on my website.
Very good.
And you, sir?
DJonesArtCollection.com for the web, at DJonesArtCollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. One thing really quick about the TikTok, if you do go on there, Universal started cracking down on music that's used, and I use a little bit of snippets for some of my pieces that I think about like 9 of them gotten muted. So
they're talking about banning TikTok again. So.
I know. So whatever.
Might not have one for long.
Anyway, some of them are just videos.
Yeah.
No music, but anyways. And for my Etsy photography, that is D Jones Photography 71, and then for my Instagram photography is D Jones 71 Photography, and that's it.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, we hope everybody got something out of this.
That we
again,
do.
Like Chelsea said, this is a, I forget the term she used, but it'll make you uncomfortable.
It's a cringe-worthy topic.
It's a cringe-worthy topic, yeah. So, But it's something good, because out of most of those gnarly things that happen to us, you grow.
Yeah.
Because you learn.
Yeah.
If you don't learn, then you're going to face it again. But
Yeah, for sure.
Or like you said, it's like a karma thing.
Yeah.
But so anyways, we hope everybody has a great week.
That we do.
And until next week, peace and love.